So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn in Cancun with Miss Katie. Vance Joseph, huh?
Yeah.
Vance Joseph.
Yep. Vance Joseph. The lock.
Man, you wonder why I have an issue with the Rooney Rule.
I have an issue with it, too. Like, to get your reason, I'd feel it's such a sham.
That's a slap in the face, man. Come on. Vance Joseph.
Just, I don't know. I mean, I do know.
It's like, hey, let's pencil whip this thing. Check the box. We got a block in.
And that's what, when you make a rule like this, this is what happens. It's just like, okay, call somebody. And that's it, because they know who they want. Drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Really does. We're talking about the Rooney Rule, obviously.
Vance Joseph is 11-21 as a head coach for the Denver Broncos. Do you honestly think Vance Joseph has a chance to be the Ravens head coach? Let's be honest. Let's stop the BS. He's 11-21. What are his chances of being the Ravens head coach? Just let me know. If you wanted to hire a defensive coordinator, you tell me Vance Joseph, I'm fine. But you're not going to tell me you're going to hire a guy who's 10 games under 500 as a head coach with only, 32 games of experience on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 10 games under 500, but you had a slow start to your career, I'll give you an example. Baseball. If someone wanted to hire Brandon Hyde, you look at his career record, and you say, well it's a horrible record. Well, yeah. You look how it started off. He had some success there, so you could justify that despite the record. If Joseph had 10 games under 500 record, slow start with success, then okay. But a 32-game sample size, you're 10 games under 500. You got no shot. Why are we doing this?
I hate taking anything away from people because people do it all the time. But you look at the players he's got. This way you have such a good defense. I mean, you have better personnel than a lot of teams. Particularly they got a good pass rush, they got a good defense, but it's a good roster.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's him, but he was a DC for the Cardinals first. After he left Denver, he went to Arizona and then back to Denver. I don't remember the Cardinals really at the time. I just wasn't paying attention to it, but. I don't know. I don't see it.
And you put him in a bad situation because if he's called to do the interview and he says no, then he refused to interview.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you got to interview. You got to do it.
Yeah.
even though you know it's not happening. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Saw, and I know you have no real interest in this, but Trae Young traded to the Washington Wizards, and a lot of people are criticizing him.
I do pay attention to it.
A lot of people have criticized him because he wanted to go to the Wizards.
Well, this is, well, good for him.
I don't get the criticism.
About going to the Wizards, you mean?
Yeah. Why are you criticized?
I don't know. Because they're a bad team.
Would you feel better if he wanted to join a super team and be, you know, walk through the process of winning the championship, just being gifted? I don't know.
I just think people need something to complain about. I really do. I just think they do. They need something to complain about. And they look at things, why would he do that?
Exactly. Why you care? Why you care?
Yeah.
Good show planned for you today. Steve Molesky's going to join us a little bit later. Jonah Schaefer.
I'm just glad he's not in the Hawks also, anymore.
Why is that? Oh.
He dogged the Knicks constantly.
Yeah, he did.
He would mock them, taunt them.
He might do the same thing in
beat
D.C.
Beat them.
What if Trae Young is the first shooter drops in Washington? What if he starts something?
And well, I mean,
we always want these guys to go the big three.
Yeah.
What if you have a young man who says, you know what, I want to be the first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go. Maybe I'll attract somebody who wants to play with me. Maybe I like somebody that's on the team, and I think he and I can form tandem. And who knows?
Wait a minute. If that happens, I'd be happy because, I mean, I'm not a Wizards fan. But it is the closest team in the area.
I'm tired of them being irrelevant.
Me
in the
too.
NBA.
That's what I mean. It's so bad for so long. They're a punchline. So I mean, it'd be great if they did something.
Let's be honest. Why do we talk more hockey as you will at 7 o'clock today? Because the Caps are relevant.
Yeah,
they won a championship. What, less than 5 years ago?
Yeah, one of the best players in history plays for them.
So that's 8 years ago. I'm sorry, 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you know we talk about them because they're relevant.
Yeah.
If they weren't relevant, we'd talk zero hockey on the show.
Yeah,
it'd be hard.
Be very hard.
Be hard to justify.
But there are a lot of Caps fans in the region.
So if the Wizards became relevant, we'd probably talk a little bit more NBA. But mm-hmm. It's hard when the most relevant team you have in this area, the Knicks. Because are the Sixers really relevant? I guess they're semi-relevant.
Semi-relevant.
Johnny and Dundalk. What's up, Johnny?
Guys, good morning. Hey.
Good morning.
If they were to even think about bringing this dude in, Joseph, forget the whole... the Rooney rule, how would that make them better than when they was with John Harbaugh?
It does not.
Really? And then, Robbie, and I got one other question about the coaching thing.
Mm.
There's a lot of teams out there looking for a coach. With all the questions that the Ravens have right now, probably no kicker, no offensive line, no secondary, no pass rush. What makes you think the Ravens are even going to get their first-choice coach with all the other opportunities?
Lamar Jackson, stop. Yeah, stop. Stop, Johnny. It's Lamar Jackson.
Yes, it's the most attractive job out there.
It is.
It's Lamar Jackson for sure. He's two-time MVP.
Don't go anywhere, Johnny. You still there? Johnny's gone. Johnny, I looked at six different national publications yesterday online, of course. Websites, I should say. Websites. Unanimously, they ranked the seven best jobs out there. Now, 2 through 6 changed through different sources, Ed. 2 through 6 changed. But you know what the unanimous one was? Number one.
Yeah.
Ravens. The Ravens were the unanimous number one most attractive job. Stop. Questions here. You don't have a kicker. Come on, man. Nobody's going to say, I'm not going to the Ravens. Why? They need a kicker. No. No one is saying that. Never. Manny in Essex. What's up, Manny?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I haven't talked to you in a while. I was busy.
Yeah,
how are we doing?
Good.
Listen, I mean, the only thing I have bad about John Harbaugh with the Ravens did to Harbaugh was the way they fired him. I mean, you don't call somebody in Texas, whatever, next day and you're fired if you're doing stuff with him 18 years. I mean, that's just bad business.
You said text him.
Yeah, they texted him or told him in a way that he found out a surprise. I mean, look, you can see Harbaugh when Condon
went. Man, where'd you get that information from? He was in the building. There was reports that they were in the building for over 5 hours meeting.
They said that he.
Who's they? Who's they?
The guy I talked to all the time about. He works at the Ravens. His name.
No, he was in the building for over 5 hours, man. Well, if there was a text involved, they met in the building. They asked him to get rid of his offensive coordinator. He refused to do so. That information wasn't via text. That was a meeting.
It was a meeting, but it was not. It was like he was. I mean, the whole facility was surprised because when he really leaves, even Harbaugh was surprised because
But being surprised, you're fired. To being fired over text are two different things, though. You're putting two different things out there. What text? He was surprised. He was fired. Okay, I got that. If it's bad business because you got fired and you're surprised, okay, if that's what you think, fine.
Yeah.
But it was not a – come on, man. They fired him via text.
And the problem is this will get around now.
That's why I stopped them.
Yeah.
Well, they said, who's they? Who is this they? I've never heard that one before. Ed Norris does the hockey at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, Clint Kubiak and Anthony Weaver are online to interview for the Ravens' vacancy at the coaching job. It took 20 days to hire John Harbaugh back in 08. How long do you think it'll take the Ravens to get it done this time? Baltimore's big, bad morning show.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
On the fan. I'm just a little sensitive to that, Ed. When people start telling you they said, I heard. Where? Who'd you hear that from? Especially when you do this, because if I let Manny say that and roll with it, 5 hours from now, when somebody's still talking about it, they'll forget Manny's name and say, well, I heard it on the Big Bad Morning Show. And then down is linked to you and I.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't say squat. So many of you wonder, well, why do you check people when they say things like that? I have to. Because it can't be linked to us.
Yeah.
Give us your source so everybody else can hear your source. And I'm sure most of you, when he said they, and I said, who's they? A guy that I know that works out there. And then you all probably said the same thing I said. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Now I understand it. The text. Nah, come on.
The funny part is, with all the reporting that's been done on this, if Manny would just step back for a second, this is not a local story.
No, it's not.
It's the biggest story in the sporting world right now in the United States. He's on top of everything.
Until the Orioles sign somebody later today.
Yeah. When something big happens in another sport or something. But you think with every city, every reporter, everybody's covering this story, nobody knows this but Manny.
That would have been.
No one knew it but him and his guy.
That would have been a headline.
Of course.
The Ravens fired Harbaugh via text.
That would have been huge news. I mean, that would have rocked the league.
Oh, my gosh,
you
man.
Fire a Super Bowl winning 18-year tenured coach via text? Of course not. But you're right. You have to stop him because people say things.
And they link to you.
Yeah. I heard it on the Big Bad Morning Show. That's what they said.
Kubiak, Weaver. I got to be honest with you. Weaver pulled the sentimental heartstrings of mine because he's a Raven.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted Weaver to be the defensive coordinator when they hired Zach Orr, just for the record. Just for the record.
Yeah, that's who was running with him.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Just for the record. But Weaver played for Billing, and Orr played for Harbaugh. Do the math.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do the math.
Pretty easy.
Yeah. Either one of these guys got a shot, in your opinion? Because Kubiak has history, too. Remember, his dad was hired as the OC.
Yeah.
And the story that we get from everybody, all our sources, was that Harbaugh didn't hire Kubiak.
Yes.
Upper management did.
That's right.
That upper management's still there.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the name Kubiak.
Yeah.
So does he have a – you got two guys with some ties with the Ravens.
I would say yes, because I don't really see anybody that's be like, who's out there that is like, oh, he's the most desirable coach out there. There's nobody out there that I see right now.
It's kind of like what was in 08.
Yeah, yeah.
You had one guy – Jason, for the Cowboys.
Jason Garrett
was the guy that everybody thought was the guy. He was the hot candidate.
Mm-hmm.
His wife saw you on the wire, thought you were a suspicious character, and didn't want him to be here with you. And
exactly what happened.
And we ended up with John Harbaugh. What's up, Joe?
A caller wants to understand why Manny has to give his sources, but Mike Preston doesn't. I hung up on him. It was a dumb question.
Mike Preston said someone in the organization. If Manny would have said to us, someone in an organization other than somebody who works there. Okay, somebody who works there, what? Also, Manny's giving us something that doesn't even, as Ed would say, hold water.
Mike Preston has covered the team for 30 years.
Yeah, there's that, too.
No offense to Manny, but who is Manny? Manny could be anybody.
He's
from Manny. Essex. Like
he's the super.
His last name is in Essex.
he's a super in Seinfeld.
Yeah, we got two. Got one with a direct path to the Ravens and Weaver. He has history here. Clint Kubiak. I think both of you. I would say that you're dealing with two guys who are probably serious candidates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kubiak is the name I heard first. Obviously, Weaver has come up. I assume because he has the history here.
Mm-hmm. And Joe, maybe you correct me on this, there's several teams that have mentioned Anthony Weaver in terms of interviewing for jobs.
Yeah.
Not just this team. Mm-hmm. Several teams have with the work that he's put in. He's establishing a resume. I'd be honest with you, I would much rather have an up-and-coming, hot coordinator, Ed, than a coach who has proven not to be able to win or not to win. I don't want to retread with a losing record.
I mean, honestly, I like Anthony Weaver. I always did. So when I heard he was
sharp dude.
He is. He just looks squared away. He just says, he looks to get stuff together, and obviously he does. But I just always liked him, and I thought he was gonna get the job last time, but I knew when Orr got it, I'm like,
You knew why.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You know who Weaver?
I mean there's nothing against Orr. He's an all pro.
Weaver would remind me, of course, he wasn't the decorated player that this guy was. It would be like giving D'Amico Ryan the job, yeah. The Houston Texans.
Yeah.
Well, you know this guy's sharp.
Mm-hmm.
You knew D'Amico Ryan when he was with the 49ers. This dude is a head coach.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. Anthony Weaver, when given an opportunity, is, I just have that feeling, is going to be a really good head coach because he's buttoned up and he's got his stuff together.
The only problem is for you, I don't know how you're going to square this in your mind. I mean, he's Notre Dame.
I know.
You even knew where I was going.
I know. I ignore those things. You know what I mean? I love D-Hop. What do I ignore? Clemson.
Yeah, right.
I love him.
Yeah.
I love D-Hop. Before he fell from grace, I loved Deshaun Watson.
Right.
Let's go to Chris in Parkville.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I just want to piggyback on the current topic, what you guys are talking about, and Manny in excess was talking about his knowledge and everything. The Ravens do not conduct business that way. Harbaugh is not Tom Landry, and Bisciotti is not Jerry Jones. That's the way Landry did. I mean, that's the way Landry got done with the purchase of them. That's a different story.
Yeah, Landry showed up, and the locks were changed. My key's not working.
But I know, and you know, this is why the Ravens are highly respected around the league, the way they conduct business. And you know that they are going to do their due diligence when it comes to a replacement. So I just wanted to chime in. You guys have a great new year, beginning of a new year, and have a great day.
You too, man. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Harford County and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. First of all, with Manny, I think he was listening to the fan yesterday and heard Charlie Kohler said he heard the text, and that's where his confusion is.
Okay.
That may be true, actually.
Maybe that's what it was, because Charlie Kohler did say he found out via Twitter.
Yes. Now, next, in the coaching, how important is it to the Ravens locker room that the next coach may be of color?
That's a great question. One that I can't answer because I don't know the players individually, how important it is to them. But I would think just having men of color on the coaching staff would be real important. I don't know if having that as the head coach, if that's not the best candidate. But that's a great question, Mike. It would. One that I would love to know, just knowing I don't know the individuals in the locker room well enough to be able to answer that for them.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure having African-American coaches or men of color, as he put it, on the coaching staff is very important. It would be for me. I don't know how important it would be for that to be the head coach. And I mean that as if the players in the locker room know who the great candidates are.
Yeah.
And if the top candidate was a black man, I'm sure it would be important to them. But if they knew, I really think Clint Kubiak is the right man to get us to where we want to go, I don't think they would want a black coach over someone they felt was a better coach. And I'm not saying they don't think that they may think Anthony Weaver is the better candidate. I don't know.
But I get what you're saying. And I agree with you, particularly for one reason. If they're not going to play that game, I don't think, for a public relations move or to make the players happy. In a situation like this, where you make a move by firing John Harbaugh, everyone is pretty stunned.
You got to get it right.
Yeah, you can't play games now. You got to be serious, and I'm sure they are.
Yeah,
they're going to take the best guy they believe is the best candidate.
Representation would be important. I'm 100% sure of that. I just don't know if it is important for the head coach if that head coach is not the best candidate. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ole Miss, Miami tonight. Miami's got the best defense in the Final Four. We'll talk about that at 6:45, but on the other side, does the next head coach or offensive coordinator need to take Lamar Jackson to the next level? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So I'm sure there's some English teachers out there that can answer that question.
I'm sure. Ask.
Is it call me when you get a chance without anything, or is it call me, comma, when you get a chance? I think there should be a comma in there somewhere. Because call me when you get a chance almost sounds like you're telling me your name is when you get a chance.
There's a comma. That's like it's saying there should be no comma.
There's no comma.
There's no comma?
Because the comma indicates that the name is when you get a chance.
All right.
Yeah, so this is just,
It's just straight, no commas.
Straight, no chaser.
All right.
Yeah.
So I like it. Good. this thing. My mom was an English teacher. I'm sorry. This random thing sometimes to go through my mind. And she's not around for me to ask. She would have known the answer to that question.
Yes, she would have.
And she would have said, don't ask me silly questions. She would have rolled her eyes and said, don't ask me silly questions. Mm-hmm. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Does the next head coach or offensive coordinator need to take Lamar Jackson to another level, get him back on track? If not, what are you bringing him here for? You know? Aren't you supposed to be better when you get a new coach?
Yeah, that's the idea. I think that's the reason you make these moves. Yes.
I want to bring in the next coach. Why? I want him to be just what the last coach was.
Mm-hmm.
Only time you do that is if the last coach won a lot of championships and he retired. Under these circumstances, you want Lamar to be even better. You want the team to definitely be better because they were 8-9 this year and they couldn't get through the postseason under this regime other than 2012. We love 2012.
Yeah.
But it's been a long time. Okay. You're talking about 14 years now. 410-583-1057 is the number. Almost 14 years.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
it's too long. I mean, that's like, you know, there are kids in high school that don't remember that. What it is to win a Super Bowl. There are people who are about to retire who don't remember what it means for the Orioles to win a World Series, but that's a topic for another day.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, let's go to Corey in Baltimore. What's up, Corey?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Happy New Year to y'all.
Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Hey, look, first I want to thank y'all, man, for letting me call up and brag on my son and whatnot, man. I appreciate that, man. Yeah, I appreciate that, but this move, man, I think it's like 1 or 2 years too late, because once you bring that coach in and the offensive coordinator, I don't know how long Derrick Henry got left, man. So yeah, I think you got to at least get him at least like a year or two to get things moving. Because I don't know no rookie coach that came in and won the Super Bowl.
Derrick Henry is going to the Hall of Fame. He's a phenomenal running back, probably the best running back of his generation. But the last time I checked, the Ravens went to the AFC Championship before they got Derrick Henry. Hello?
Yep. Yeah.
Last time I checked, I mean, they went to the. I love him. I love Derrick Henry. I'm taking nothing away from him and his impact on his team. But last time I checked, Derrick Henry was a Titan when the Ravens won an AFC Championship game.
Yes.
Because I remember when we signed him, I said out loud, well, I bet you won't have any opportunities not to give the ball to the running back now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they can do it. They can get there without him. Andy in Harford County. What's up, Andy?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
I wanted to get your guys' take on the discrepancies between Schefter and Rappaport. It sounds like they're beefing about what's going on behind the scenes in the Ravens front office.
What's being said? What's being said different between the two? Because I don't know what's being said differently between the two.
So, apparently, it came out last night that Schefter said that everything Rappaport said about how Harbaugh lost the locker room was not true. And I'm just waiting to see how that unfolds in the two of them. Because it sounds like no one has any idea what's going on.
Well, the reports are that they wanted him to fire the OC and he wouldn't do that, then that sounds like to me they turned on the OC, not the head coach. So, yeah, that would be – I personally never thought John Harbaugh lost the locker room. I personally never thought that. You can want a new voice and not lose the locker room. Players could be like, you know what? I love you, man, but it's time to move on.
Yeah, losing the locker room is really – that's a harsh term and it's thrown around too often.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you look at any team, not everyone's going to like the coach. Some guys are going to really dislike him. Some guys be very loyal. It's the way it is in any, you know, any business. And so you get a couple of vocal players like – look, there was no secret. Bernard Pollard and Harbaugh didn't get along.
But he didn't lose the locker room.
He didn't lose the locker room, though. But he had problems with Pollard.
Yeah.
And Pollard had problems with him. So, I mean, it's just the way it is. It's all – because you think about this. In an 18-year career, first of all, you don't last 18 years if you had problems with the locker room. You've had many different locker rooms with many different people. I just think this stuff gets ugly because people just throw things out there without any real fact.
Bart Scott wasn't a fan of him.
No.
I mean, you lost the locker room.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't get along with Ed Reed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jonathan in Essex. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing? First of all, I'm going to answer your question. Does the next head coach need to take Lamar to the next level? Absolutely not. This ain't got nothing to do with Lamar Jackson. They need another coach to come in here to fix that defense. What do you think?
Good point.
What could Lamar have done? Lamar, he finished five seasons. The five seasons he's finished, he's been All-Pro three times. He's been MVP two times. What does the other guy need to do?
So does that mean you wanted the next coach to be the more defensive-minded?
I want him to be. No. You know what the team has lost? Harbaugh hasn't lost the team. He lost the toughness of the team.
Okay.
That's what he has lost. I need to. You know the reason why I wanted you guys? I had the question. I had the answers for both you and Ed last Monday, but they told me I was on yesterday and wouldn't let me on. I want John Gruden. And you know why? I'm going to tell you why. There's two ways you can hire a coach. You can either hire a coach for the next 3 to 5 years for Lamar's remaining time in his elite status, or you can hire for 10 years of the future. I don't care what Gruden did after 5 years. I want him for 3 years, plainly simple.
Why do you want Gruden?
He can connect to Lamar. He can communicate with Lamar. He knows how to talk to these
Wait a minute, time out. You just said the next coach don't need to take Lamar to another level, so why do you want so bad Gruden to communicate with Lamar?
What do you mean level? He needs to talk to him.
John Gruden's final 10 years in the NFL after winning the Super Bowl, he had three winning seasons. Man, miss me with that John Gruden stuff. Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. That caller was tripping about John Gruden.
He's not the only one.
A lot of people have called him. I don't get the John Gruden love.
Right, and this is my thing. Don't get me wrong. I think John Gruden would be a coach, but we can't keep going. We can't keep talking about, yo, we need to get young. We need to get young. Like, what they talking about, John Gruden Jr. or the third or something coming in the coaches? But, man, what I wanted to say, man, he threw me off. Look, man, it's sad. I think it really touched me yesterday, right? Because I ain't gonna lie, I was 18 when they hired Harbaugh. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now I'm giving out my age. But, hey, y'all do the math and y'all find out for yourself. But, damn, it was touching, man. It's like, But, I mean, at the end of the day, like, you know, Jason Garrett ain't want to come here thanks to my man Ed. You know, he was doing his thing on the Y, you know.
You're welcome.
But that's crazy, though, man. I just don't know who the coach going to be. But I know one thing, though, right? This fan base got to chill out, man. Y'all wanted Harbaugh gone. Now he gone. Now y'all, look, that's another thing, man. EDC ain't going nowhere, man. Like, I've been trying to learn the ups and downs between the GM. Like, so from what I heard, the GM just go off with, like, the head coach wants. So if I'm the head coach and I'd be like, hey, Eric, I want this type of player, you know, this player. But we know how Harbaugh is. He's stubborn. He wants certain players to play special team. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So maybe we can get a coach that can come in here and they want some dogs. Because I do agree with the call that the last thing he said, though. Like, even former Raven players were saying it. Former Raven players I talked to personal. Man, this team's solved. And that's coming from former Ravens. So now we got to get back to the trenches. You know, I watched the game for the first time yesterday, the highlights. I do that after every game, but it took me 2 days or how many days it was to watch it. One thing I saw, right, and I've been saying this all year, missed tackles. What I tell you, Rob, in training camp, they don't be out there tackling. It seems like all they do is walkthroughs. You know what I mean? I know they're trying to protect the players from getting injured, but it's always walkthroughs. So give me a head coach that's going to come in. And I ain't going to lie. I don't want no Brian.
Well, keep in mind, Trippy. Keep in mind. I'll say this. They're league rules. I don't know how many other practices you've been to, but they're league rules to how many times you can tackle during the week. So I don't know. I'm not going to deny the fact that maybe the Ravens are soft, but I think the league is now soft in comparison to those guys that you talk to.
It's very different now.
Yeah.
Very different.
Those guys you talking to played in a different NFL, not just for a different Ravens team.
Yeah.
Ed Norris's NHL recap at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, Ole Miss Miami tonight. Without the Blue Bloods playing in the remaining three games, do you think there'll be fewer eyes on the field and on the games? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Can't go wrong with Curtis in the morning.
No.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ole Miss Miami tonight. I am looking forward to this one. College football Final Four begins. I will say this. This thing is dragged out a little bit. One of the things that I would change is, come on, it needs to be every weekend. That long gap. Stop it.
Yeah. They do drag it out as long as they can.
Yeah. I'm done with that. Let's get this thing done. Tonight, 7:30, Ole Miss, Miami. Miami, 3.5-point favors. That is the Fiesta Bowl. I think Miami, the Hurricanes, have the chance to upset everybody because, Ed, they have the best defense in the Final Four.
They do. They do. I think they're a very aggressive team. They're going to come out swinging. It's a good team, and I'm glad they're back because the last 10 years, certainly wouldn't call them blue bloods, but they are.
Yeah.
I mean, they're one of the most prominent programs in the country.
And I'm glad you said that because I think if you are 35 or older, maybe 40 or over, Miami is a blue blood.
Absolutely.
Oregon, maybe not, although they've been there a lot.
They've been there.
Indiana, definitely not. Indiana's not even a basketball blue blood anymore.
No.
And Ole Miss is not. But if you're 40 or over, you probably consider Miami to be a blue blood.
Yeah. Think about all the players have gone through there. Two Hall of Famers from this team.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, of course. And this is a ton of history, and the alums from Miami are just everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great program.
Maybe if you're a throwback, you're pulling for Miami. I'm out of the four teams remaining, Miami is the only team that I give a care about.
Well, it's the only one I cared about until I started. I was real upset with what happened to Ole Miss, so I'm pulling for them. With Kiffin and all, yeah.
You pull it for the kids.
Yeah, it was gross. It was just, the whole thing was terrible. So, and I'm happy they're where they are, despite his departure.
And see, I think the distractions are finally going to mount up. You're going up against a defense like Miami, and you didn't even know who was coaching.
Yeah.
A couple of days ago. Until a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the game plan against them? Got a couple of days to get it done. I think Miami wins this game in a slobber knocker. I think
that's going to be for sure.
Yeah. And I think they face Indiana in the national championship because I think Indiana beats Oregon. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Isn't that unbelievable to even say that? Indiana's going to beat Oregon.
Yeah. Why are you here? It's like, what are you doing here? Why are you still here? Yeah, I'm going to look forward to that game. The national championship game, of course, is on the 19th, which is 11 days from now. See what I mean? Why? They're just dragging this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
Just dragging it out.
They do drag it out. It's too much. Because like, this used to all be said and done by New Year's Day.
Yes.
That was done. Finished.
Yes.
Yeah.
They need to find a way to do that. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You're competing with the NFL playoffs now. You're going into the NFL postseason. This should be done, Ed, before the NFL postseason.
Yeah. It absolutely should, in my opinion. They didn't, obviously, but they should. Because I just don't, you know, it's gone on too long, and I hate when they drag these things out like this.
Joe, would you say the Indiana Hoosiers right now are the darlings of America?
I would.
Yeah.
Is that the team that you're pulling for?
Yeah, I guess so. Probably Ole Miss second.
You guys love underdogs.
I think it would just be funny that Lane Kiffin, like, they'd win something and he's not there.
Me too. Yeah. I heard he still gets paid. Like, if they,
I mean, that's
the bonus. He still gets the bonus. Yeah.
I want Miami to curb stomp Ole Miss. I want them to beat them like they stole from them. Then I want them to face Indiana. And I want Indiana, the Hoosiers, all you bandwagon Hoosiers fans, I want you to experience the ultimate heartbreak. I want you to get to the national championship game and lose on the last second field goal. You bandwagoners. I want the Indiana Hoosiers to win. Man, you didn't even know they had football in Indiana other than Notre Dame. Now all of a sudden you're Hoosiers fans.
That's not true. We knew Purdue.
Lames. The only reason you knew him because you had Drew Brees come from there. You're lames. I hate that. You all of a sudden become a fan of a team. I'm a Hoosiers fan. Since when?
Yeah. It kind of reminds you of when Butler was like hot in the NCAA in the tournament years ago. It was when Butler. You didn't even know Butler existed.
Exactly.
It's like
you don't even know, you didn't even like blue turf, but you liked their football team. You wanted them to win something. Give a stop. Posers. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We're giving out shovels at 7:45. But on the other side, Ed, we're going to do the hockey.
Going to do the hockey. This is an important month coming up. A whole lot of miles. The first time the Olympics have 10 NHL players since 2014. We'll tell you who's going local, who's going from the Caps, who's banned, what countries are not going to be, who's not represented. The snubs. It's a great time of year. I think this is I miss seeing NHL players in the Olympics, so this is going to be fun.
Let's do the hockey up next on the Fan.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.